Welcome to the Sports Report for Friday, January 10th. I'm Mark Daniels. St. Norbert College in De Pere introduced its new head football coach on Thursday. He is Steve Obgenorth, a 2000 graduate of Green Bay Southwest High School, played collegiately at Winona State. Last couple of years was the offensive coordinator and lead recruiter at Colby College in Maine, but he is taking the head coaching helm for the first time.
I've been blessed to be around some unbelievable people in the realm of college football. And over the past decade, each step that I took professionally was kind of to put myself in a position to be here as a head football coach. And it's kind of neat to be back home at a place that I believe in and have some reference and regard to.
He succeeds Jim Pertill, who had 15 very successful seasons with the Green Knight program. A new head coach hired with the Washington Redskins on Thursday, Jay Gruden, will succeed Mike Shanahan. He is John Gruden's younger brother. Last 3 years as offensive coordinator of the Cincinnati Bengals, but Gruden knows he's going to have to roll up his sleeves in D.C.
There's a lot of work to do. When you're 3-13, there's not one particular player or reason. There's a lot of reasons, and there's a lot of things that need to be fixed, no question.
Green Bay Packers head coach Mike McCarthy continuing his year-end evaluation of all of his players and his coaching staff, but don't ask Mike for a self-evaluation.
I don't know. I mean, that's probably a question for Ted. What did I do? I didn't win the last game, so I didn't do a good enough job.
One of the positions that may be hardest hit by free agency is defensive line, as B.J. Raji, Ryan Pickett, C.J. Wilson all have contracts coming due in a couple of months. Defensive line coach Mike Turgovec, can you allow yourself to consider an overhaul with your group with free agency?
It might hit me after we're done with this process right here this week, but I think we've got some good young players, and I've never really concerned myself with that. I have complete faith in Ted and Mike and the players that I know. Ted knows that this is an important position. What's here, I'll coach. And that's, you know what, if you, as a position coach, if you get caught up into too much and all that stuff, it can keep you up at nights. And I'm gonna do the best job I can with coaching the guys I have.
Packers quarterback coach Ben McAdoo interviewed this week for the head coaching job in Cleveland, and there are now reports he's going to visit the New York Giants to talk about the offensive coordinator position in New York. And outside linebackers coach Kevin Green of the Packers has made the cut. He is among the 15 finalists of the modern era candidates for induction into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Green will be joined with the likes of first-timers Marvin Harrison, Tony Dungy, along with Michael Strahan, Charles Haley, Jerome Bettis. And they'll be voted upon for the Hall's Class of 2014 Super Bowl week in New York. The NFL playoffs continue toward MetLife Stadium. Divisional playoffs begin Saturday. First game out of the gate will be the Seattle Seahawks hosting the New Orleans Saints. Russell Wilson knows he's going in as the NFC favorite.
Well, I think the way that we don't let this game be too big for us is by the way we prepared all year. You know, and we've had that championship mentality all year, trying to have, you know, 1-0 mentality and going into every game and treating every game as a championship game. And so our preparation is the exact same.
That will be followed by the New England Patriots hosting the Indianapolis Colts. Tom Brady is betting on a tight game.
Going to be a lot of close games. We've been in a lot of close games. They've been in a lot of close games, probably more than anybody in the league. You know, they find a way to win them. That's why they're here at this point. So hopefully we can go out and be the team that comes out on top.
The Sunday matchups in the NFC, it will be the Carolina Panthers hosting, unfortunately, the San Francisco 49ers, who knocked out the Packers last week. But for Cam Newton, this might be the biggest game of his career.
We know what the task is at hand. There's no panic in this camp at all. As a team, as an organization, we feel that we're prompt and ready for this type of moment.
And the finale will have an AFC West matchup. The Denver Broncos, the top seed, hosting the San Diego Chargers. San Diego linebacker Melvin Ingram says, yeah, it's us against the world again.
It really don't matter who believes in us, long as we believe in us. So being an underdog is nothing to us. As long as the men in that locker room and the men in this organization believe in us, that's all that matters.
Two games in the NBA on Thursday night. The New York Knicks knocked off the Miami Heat 102-92. Carmelo Anthony leading the way with 29 points. Knicks coach Mike Woodson says we're getting there.
Well, we're starting to figure it out defensively a little bit. I thought our traps and rotations were pretty good. And then we had to switch guys, set down, and, you know, really took it upon themselves to try to keep the ball in front and not give plays at the rim.
And the Denver Nuggets beat the Oklahoma City Thunder 101-88. Randy Foy had 24. Kevin Durant, 30 for the Thunder. But that was fine with Coach Brian Shaw, who says we got done what we wanted to.
We talked about Kevin Durant getting his. He had 24 at halftime. But we didn't want to let anybody else get into a rhythm. I thought we did a pretty good job of that for the most part. And just good contributions once again from everybody.
Milwaukee Bucks hosting the Chicago Bulls on Friday night. In college basketball, the Marquette Golden Eagles fall to Xavier in Cincinnati, 86-79. Devontae Gardner with 19, Jake Thomas 17. Golden Eagles now 9-7 overall, 1-2 in the Big East. Number one ranked Arizona gets to 16-0 by beating number 25 UCLA 79-75. Nick Johnson leading the Wildcats with 22 points as we survived Pauley Pavilion.
We knew they were a tough team. We knew coming in at their house, I mean, you know, the crowd really riled up. We weren't going to blow them out. We could have done some things with our turnovers, you know, limited those a little bit. But, I mean, we knew coming into this game it was going to be a tough game, and we weren't expecting a blowout.
22nd-ranked Memphis knocking off number 8 Louisville, 73-67. California surprises 13th-ranked Oregon, 96-83. And 18th-ranked Gonzaga falling to Portland, 82-73. Out of the Big Ten, number 23, Iowa, bouncing back from that loss to Wisconsin, beats Northwestern, 93-67. Women's college hoops, Michigan over the Wisconsin Badgers, 70-62. On the ice, Florida Panthers beat the Buffalo Sabres, 2-1 in a shootout. New Jersey Devils get a goal from Michael Ryder, and Corey Schneider makes it stand up with 26 saves. Schneider says we'll take them any way we can get them in a 1-0 victory.
Yeah, again, winning is always better. It's no matter how it happens, 5-4, 1-0, just a better feeling in the room, better feeling amongst the guys. And I know we put some pretty good efforts in recently and hadn't been rewarded, so it's good to play well as a group and get rewarded.
Carolina gets by Toronto 6-1. Washington over Tampa Bay 4-3. Eric Fair a goal in the final minute. Anaheim beats Nashville 4-3. St. Louis blanks Calgary 5-0. Yaroslav Halak with 33 saves. Minnesota Wild a 4-1 winner over the Phoenix Coyotes. Big game for Justin Fontaine, his first career hat trick.
Not the easiest thing to come by, but got some bounces tonight, and a lot of guys played well tonight. I mean, our whole team did, starting with Backe. You know how many big saves he made tonight.
Nicholas Backstrom with 39 saves on 40 shots. It was the LA Kings 4, the Boston Bruins 2, San Jose Sharks over the Detroit Red Wings 4-1. Joe Pavelski a couple of goals for the Sharks. Green Bay Gamblers home on Friday night hosting Sioux City at the Rush Center at 7:05. They'll be traveling to Dubuque on Saturday. College hockey, 4th-ranked St. Norbert Green Knights at number 13 River Falls Friday night, and at number 2 UW Stevens Point on Saturday night. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.